Plenty of people showed up at a Bureau of Ocean Energy Management public hearing in Anchorage last night. The crowd was orderly, respectful, and adamantly pro-development in its comments regarding exploratory oil drilling in the Chukchi Sea. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The office space used for the public hearing was on the ground floor of a building central to one of Anchorage's sparkling new high-rise business complexes, flanked by Arctic Slope Regional's city headquarters. Alaska, USA neon logos loomed from atop tall buildings bordering what has become the city's first cement canyon, while urban traffic zoomed by, spraying city slush across a narrow sidewalk. Trucks, SUVs, and oil-fueled vehicles of every description filed into a brightly lit parking lot where Aves Sampson waved a hand-lettered cardboard sign.
We need jobs and we need oil, and this is what it's all about. As we're here tonight to support the opening of the Outer Continental Shelf to provide the oil that Alaska needs and the oil that the United States needs.
He wants to keep his vehicles rolling. Opponents to this point of view, one dressed as a polar bear, stood by the office door, led by the Center for Biological Diversity's Rebecca Noblin.
There are too many unknowns. Their current draft environmental impact statement is faulty. It's not complete. We can't say the drilling is safe. Right now, we know drilling is too risky. We know we can't clean an oil spill in Arctic waters, so we shouldn't be drilling there.
The two demonstrators pretty much set the tone for the evening. Inside, the room was packed, maybe 180 people, counting those standing along the walls. Most there were youthful to middle-aged, almost all Caucasian, and the larger proportion of them were male, men with families, men who wanted to keep their jobs, men who had lost their jobs due to recent economic declines, men like Rick Braun.
We became a state because we had resources sufficient to supposedly allow us to be a functioning state. We're being strangled with our resources to the point where maybe we won't function anymore and we'll be a welfare society state. Let's just get on with it. Let's approve the EIS, the supplemental EIS, the whatever EIS you come up with, and let's go do something.
And men like John Shepard.
And so I urge the Department of the Interior to affirm its previous lease sale decision and let's get started with exploration.
BOEM's Jeffrey Lohman reminded the crowd that the dispute over Chukchi exploratory drilling goes back to a 2008 lease sale, which netted the federal government $2.7 billion in lease bids. In July of this year, an Anchorage judge decided that 3 points in the federal agency's draft environmental impact statement for the lease were in dispute and remanded the sale back to the agency after the native village of Point Hope sued to stop the lease sale entirely, saying it violates the National Environmental Policy Act. The public hearing is part of the process of designing a supplemental EIS to address the court's concerns. In general, the Anchorage public was not as interested in the 3 points in dispute as they were in getting a sluggish state economy moving. Others from more northern climes voiced their opinions, too. Doris Shavings hails from Barrow and is a member of the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope.
I grew up in the 80s and the 90s in the North Slope and have experienced a lot of benefits. My education, my college education, was paid for by oil and gas revenues. The infrastructure, like the schools, pretty much all of our buildings, our roads, our bridges, they've been provided by oil and gas revenues. Jobs have been provided by oil and gas revenues.
And June Childers from Wainwright.
We also must rely on jobs to support subsistence. The cost to buy gas for our boats, snow machines, and four-wheelers is high. To meet this need for income, we are keenly aware of the value of economic development in our community. For that reason, the village of Wainwright sees oil exploration in the Chukchi Sea as one of the most important opportunities we have.
Representatives of several environmental organizations that had joined the Point Hope suit were present to speak against oil drilling on the Outer Continental Shelf. Written comments on the issue will be accepted through November 30th, according to Lohman. Once they are in, the draft supplemental EIS will be sent to Interior Secretary Kenneth Salazar, who will decide what's next. I'm Ellen Lockyer.